previously on Heroes.
This tragedy will be a catalyst for good, and it's your destiny, Nathan, to be the leader who uses this event to rally a city, a nation, a world.
I have a chance to be a part of something big.
The election. You need me to leave.
I need to win.
You've been going about this all wrong, Professor. Trying to take on the science and the killer all on your own. The best way to stop Siler is for us to work together.
I need you to talk to her.
Talk to who?
Molly Walker, the little girl you found.
What makes you think she's going to talk to me?
Well, if you're really a mind reader, she won't need to.
I need to borrow your Micah.
Micah's off limits.
How would you like to save the world today?
Mickey morphs back into Candice.
This is usually the part when people start screaming.
They stop you, and you die.
Siler kills Isaac.
Parkman?
We gotta go.
How did you even get in?
Bennett, he's got a plan.
Ted emits an electromagnetic pulse.
That went better than I expected.
As long as that tracking system is in place, you'll never be safe. The system is well protected, but we can get to it. Destroy it. We can end it all.
Where is this tracking system?
New York City. We're on the next bus.
Is that a new nice wonder? You're trying to change the past. Trying to stop Siler, is that it?
I'll take you where it's safe.
We must teleport back to our own time. You can do this.
Hero and Ando, New York City.
Now the hard part.
Why are you smiling? It's exciting. This is our chance to change the future. But how? How will we know what to do?
I have Mr. Isaac's comic book. It's not finished. It only has the pictures, not the words.
We could be talking about anything.
Let's go ask Mr. Isaac. He'll know what we say.
Don't worry, New York! We will save you!
Peter Petrelli, Manhattan. At the Petrelli home, Peter's drawing a comic book image of New York being ravaged by flames.
Come on, boys. Honey, we're home.
Heidi arrives with the kids.
How's my girl?
Daddy!
Hey, boys. Come here.
Anything interesting happened while we were gone?
Nope. Everything really unbelievably ordinary. What do you see what I got you guys? What do you think it is?
Watching them gravely, Peter notices Claire at the top of the stairs and exchanges smiles with her. Angela picks up a long black coat.
Paris is cold this time of year, so here's a nice warm coat. Brown wool. It's not flashy, but it's fashionable. Now, let's talk about gloves.
Peter's at the door.
I'll let you two say goodbye.
Angela steps out of the room.
You can't leave.
I have to.
It's until the election's over.
I found you in Odessa. We save each other. You end up being my niece. This isn't just random, okay? This is destiny.
My father sacrificed himself so that I could have a life, not a destiny. You can't save me, Peter. Not this time.
And Nathan can't.
Nathan can keep me safe.
Safe? You can't get hurt. You're here to save the world.
How? I'm sorry, I can't go around chasing some fantasy.
He closes the door.
It's not some fantasy, okay? I explode. I see it. I wipe out this whole city. You, Nathan, everyone.
You explode?
Yeah. Like a nuclear bomb.
Nuclear? Like Ted.
Who the hell is Ted?
Bennett, Parkman, and Sprague, St. Louis, Missouri. In a used car lot, Matt makes a call from a payphone while Bennett attempts to get one of the snow-covered vehicles started. Ted places his hands on the car's bonnet and the snow begins to melt. Bennett interrupts Matt's dialing.
I told you, no phone calls.
It's my wife.
If we're going on a suicide mission, I'd like to call her, tell her I love her, say goodbye.
You think I don't want to talk to my wife? That I don't miss my son and my daughter? We're doing this to protect the people we love. The company has a new tracking system. Now, this Walker system doesn't rely on isotopes and satellites. It just finds you wherever you are. So we've got to play this smart. Switch cars, stay to the back roads.
Fine, we go to New York, we wipe out the Walker system.
Exactly.
Ted!
Yeah, almost done.
Opening the bonnet, Ted places both hands on the car's engine.
Let's go.
Sila, Manhattan. In Isaac's loft, Sila's painting a picture of himself confronting Ted as he's using his powers.
That man. The glowing hands. He's the exploding man. I'm going to take his power. I'm gonna explode. Is this my future? Is this what you saw, Isaac?
Isaac's lying on the floor with the top of his head missing. Mohinder's just putting his coat on when he gets a call.
Hello?
Mohinder, I need your help.
Sila?
I think
I'm gonna do something bad.
You're a murderer. You don't get the luxury of regret.
You don't understand. I think I'm gonna kill a lot more people.
A lot more. I understood it before the killing. I had a reason.
To take what others didn't deserve. It was natural
selection.
What are you talking about? An apocalypse. A massacre. Half the city gone in an instant.
They mean nothing. They're innocent. There's no gain, so why would I do it? What possible reason could I have for killing so many?
Wait, listen. You don't have to. If you're truly repentant about what you've done,
turn yourself in.
I can hear you dialing 911.
A mistake to call. No, wait, Sila. Sila!
Sila's head is filled with visions of New York exploding. Heroes, created by Tim Kring, Chapter 21, The Hard Part. Jessica Sanders and D.L. Hawkins, Las Vegas.
Where's Micah? A car from the Corinthian Casino picked him up. That's Linderman's Casino. What are you telling me?
Linderman said that he needed Micah for a job.
A job? He's 10 years old and you let him go?
Of course not. I told him no.
What have you done?
Me? It was Linderman.
No, this is your fault. Your responsibility. I'm done with you. I'll get Micah my damn self.
Don't let him go. You're the one that can save Micah. He's gonna get killed if he goes alone. Please.
Jessica considers.
Wait.
Micah and Candace, New York City. Micah's playing a video game while Candace makes a phone call.
Now everything's under control, Mr. Linderman. He's a good kid. Not that I mind the babysitting, but... don't you think this is a waste of my talent? Thanks. Oh, I appreciate that, I do. I will.
Who's on the phone?
It was Mr. Linderman. He wanted to make sure that you were ready for tomorrow. Is that nice?
Well, I don't like Mr. Linderman.
Well, why not?
I don't know, he smells funny. Mom, I don't like it here. I don't want to do this.
Micah.
I want to go home.
Mr. Linderman helped us, and now we have to help him. That's the last that I want to talk about it, okay?
But, Mom, I just don't
understand. Micah, that's enough. Hey. You know that I would never let anything bad happen to you, right? Give me a smile.
Micah's smile fades as he hugs Candace, who's disguised as his mother. Mohinder Suresh, Kirby Plaza.
It's good to see you again, Professor. So, have you thought about my offer? Are you ready to come to work for us?
As far as I can tell, you're all a bunch of untrustworthy gundas.
Is that a no?
No, I'm not going to work for you. You're going to work for me. You're going to show me everything you do, everything you know. And I'm going to use it to help me stop Syla.
And why would I do that?
You raided my father's office in Chennai, planted Eden as my next-door neighbor. You want what I have, the formula. I can find more of them. You're the one who needs me.
Some people died because you let Syla write to them. And now you blame yourself, so you become a vigilante. It's cute.
Is that a no?
Thompson stands by his side.
What choice do I have? Come on in.
He shows Mohinder into a lab.
What is this place?
There's someone you need to meet, Molly Walker. Does the name ring any bells?
Yeah, she was on my father's list.
That's right. Your father led Syla right to her. He slaughtered her parents, then attacked her.
How did she survive?
Well, luckily we got to her. That's what we do. We find people with abilities, help them, protect them.
Well, she's sick, isn't she?
How can you tell?
Her nucleotides are decomposing. You need to get her to a doctor.
A doctor can't help her. I'm thinking maybe you can.
I'm a geneticist. I would know the first thing about this.
Molly's virus is very rare. It's destroying her nervous system, prevents her from accessing her ability. There's been one other case, an Indian girl, 1974.
My sister. Shanti died.
Yes, we know. Sadly, your father developed a cure months too late. Unfortunately for Molly, our people can't figure out what that cure is.
Molly waves back at him.
Cute, huh?
You're trying to manipulate me? Showing me this poor girl preying on Shanti's memory? Syla is out there and he's planning a slaughter. Everyone is in danger, and this? None of this is going to help.
You just don't get it. Molly is the only one who can stop Syla.
Syla makes a phone call.
It's me. I know it's been a while, but I've been thinking about things, thinking about the future. My future. I know it's last minute, but if I could just come talk to you, could I come over? Great. I'll see you soon.
Thank you, Ashtada.
The election is tomorrow. That's 2 days before the bomb.
Good. Then we have time to prepare.
Are you sure you're ready? For this?
A hero's journey takes him down many dark paths before returning to light.
Silas shaving in the bathroom as Hero and Ando enter the loft to find Isaac lying dead on the floor.
It's just like before. He died and...
Silas combs his hair.
It's happening. Just the way I saw it. First, Mr. Isaac. Then, the bomb.
Hearing a noise, they hide behind a canvas. Syla steps back into the room, looking more like Gabriel Gray. Recognizing him, Hero turns to Ando and points at his picture in the comic. Ando swallows hard, and Syla hears him. Taking off his glasses, he steps towards the canvas.
I can hear you. Whoever you are, come on out.
He flicks his fingers and the canvas flies across the room, but Hero and Ando are gone. They materialize in a shop, They're about to step outside when Sila walks right past the door and turns a corner.
Quickly, before we lose him.
Sila looks back, but doesn't spot them.
You want to follow him? Why not? He's right here. Now? But the comic says that I kill him after the election. You want to wait around for 2 days? Catch a show? He just killed Isaac. You must do it now.
Corinthian Hotel, Las Vegas. DL and Jessica step through a wall into a workshop lined with pieces of art.
You do that again, I will kill you.
You look, I didn't leave your ass stuck in a wall after what you've done. What the hell is this place?
It's where Lenderman restores his art. He usually hangs out in here.
What's that? Is that supposed to be...
Micah?
Where is he?
I don't know, New York maybe.
Something catches Jessica's eye, and they walk over to a wall plastered with images and documents.
A fourth grade report card. Nikki's immunization records. Google photos and medical files.
He's tracked our entire life.
This finally makes sense.
No, this is crazy.
Nobody does what you and I can do. What Micah can do, nobody. My life. Me and Nikki, everything we had, it was real. It was all Lindemann's science experiment. All this time, Lindemann's just been playing with our lives.
What are we doing? Lindemann obviously isn't here. We're wasting our time.
Lindemann knows this much about us, he must know something about Micah. Where he went, what he's doing. Lindemann went to New York. Some note about Petrelli on election day.
We find Lindemann, we find Micah.
Let's get Micah the hell out of there.
Hi, Molly. I'm Dr. Suresh, and I need to take some blood, if that's okay.
Molly rolls up her sleeve.
Molly, I want to stop the man who hurt your family, and he tried to hurt you.
You can't stop the boogeyman. He sees into your soul, and then eats your brain.
Well, you know who can stop the boogeyman? You. I hear you have an amazing ability.
It's not so amazing. They ask me where people are, and I find them.
You find them? What, anywhere in the world?
Yeah, I just think about them, and then I know where they are.
Mohinder looks amazed.
But it doesn't work right now.
Well, that is a very special ability, Molly, because the boogeyman, he likes to hide. But if you can tell us where he is, we can make sure he never comes back again.
You're different from the other doctors. They're much better at this.
Thanks.
Nathan to Claire.
So you're telling me this guy Ted's break blew up your house?
Peter nods at Claire.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't you see this, Nathan? Maybe I'm not the bomb. Maybe this guy Ted Sprague is. Maybe we can stop him.
You said you had a dream that you blew up New York City.
Yeah, I also dreamed that I could fly. You know how that turned out for you.
You could fly? It's cool.
The election is tomorrow. Pick up the phone. Call the FBI. We need to find him. Nathan. Trust me.
I'll make a few calls.
Peter and Claire go to leave.
Claire, you've been through a lot, and you're very brave. I just want you to know that I admire that.
Claire smiles uneasily, then leaves. Left on his own, Nathan picks up a phone.
Mr. Lindemann, we have a problem.
Sila steps up to an apartment door, carrying a small white box. Hiro and Ando watch from a window as a middle-aged woman steps out into the hall and throws her arms around him.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for bringing my Gabriel home safe.
Hey, Mom.
Huh? Thank you, Lord.
She pulls him inside. A collection of snow globes adorns a shelf.
If I'd known you were coming, I would have straightened up more.
I brought it from Texas. For your collection.
Perfect. One more and I have the continent. I'm just missing Oregon. I hear it's beautiful there. Green everywhere.
The clock's broken.
Oh, that old thing. I should have thrown it away years ago.
It was Dad's.
It's junk.
It's a beautiful piece. It just needs a little attention.
As he sets about fixing the clock, Mrs. Gray gazes at a snow globe containing a picture of a young Gabriel. Silas sits down and his mother gently strokes his hair.
I can't tell you how proud I am.
I haven't done anything.
You've traveled the world. Some of us only get to see it in snow globes.
I'm tired of traveling. I think I might stay here.
In Queens? Why would you ever come back?
If I stayed, maybe I could stop. Maybe I wouldn't have to.
What? Gabriel. I'm gonna make you a sandwich. Do you want tuna fish?
Please don't. I'm not hungry.
Well, if you insist on staying, you should call Mr. Bilger, that man from Smith and Barney. You fix his Rolex.
Why would I call him?
Because he said you should. He said you were very talented and very special. Maybe he could get you a job.
I have a job. I fix watches.
That's a hobby. Investment banking is a very lucrative field.
I can't be an investment banker.
You could be anything you want.
Mom, he wouldn't even remember who I am.
Who could forget you?
Mom, you're not even listening to me.
I am listening.
No. You're making a tuna sandwich.
So?
I asked you not to.
I made a mistake. I'm sorry.
He takes her by the arms.
Mom, don't. Don't, it's just... Maybe I don't have to be special. That's okay to just be a normal watchmaker. Can't you just tell me that's enough?
She touches his face.
Why would I tell you that? When I know you could be so much more. If you want it, you could be president.
Claire and Peter are at Nathan's campaign headquarters.
What are we doing here? Shouldn't we be looking for Ted?
No, the FBI and police aren't going to believe us. They'll take Nathan seriously, though. He can evacuate the people.
Wait.
What? What is it?
That man. It's a man my father works for. He's the one I've been running from. I gotta get out of here.
Wait a minute. We don't know what's happening in there.
Linderman doesn't have a grasp on the situation, Thompson.
And why would you think that?
All the pundits think I'm going to lose. And this morning, my brother tells me about a fella named Ted Sprague. Ring a bell?
We know all about Sprague.
I don't appreciate being kept in the dark, especially not today.
God, I can't believe I've been so stupid. My father took a bullet to keep me from that man, and now he's with Nathan.
It can't be what you think.
Why do you keep running back to him?
Because he's my brother.
Truth is, you have no idea what's going to happen.
You're nervous.
Nervous? You want to blow up half of New York?
Yes, we do.
You're scared.
Yeah, I am. I'm terrified. I have to find a nuclear man, and I don't know if I can contain all that power.
Then run the other way.
I can't.
Why not?
Because if we save ourselves, who's going to save everyone else?
Why are you asking me to make this sacrifice?
For the best of reasons.
You're not alone, Claire. Right? You coming?
Claire looks at Thompson, conferring with Nathan.
No. This is crazy. I'm getting
Candace as Nikki.
Mike, I'm gonna go hop in the shower. You gonna be okay?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mom. I'm sorry that I talked back to you earlier. I know that you just want what's best.
Thanks.
Waiting until she's out of the room, Micah puts down his bowl of cereal and turns up the volume on the TV.
Now I got you. Put him up or I'll blow you to bits.
Letting himself out of the apartment, he runs off down a corridor. Stepping through a door, he finds himself back inside the apartment. He runs out into the corridor once more, but another door leads him back to where he started. Candace reveals herself.
Who are you? How did you do that?
I can make you see anything I want. Makes it kind of hard to get away, huh?
Where's my mom?
Look, I don't want to hurt you. I like you. But if you don't listen to what Mr. Linderman says, well, I'll show you things that'll seriously mess you up for life. So, you need to behave. Okay?
It's night, and Hero and Ando are creeping along an alleyway. Stepping up to a window looking into Mrs. Gray's apartment, they spy Mrs. Gray washing the dishes while Silas sits with a half-eaten sandwich in front of him.
What if I told you that I can be special? Important? But to do it, I'd have to hurt a lot of people, should I?
You can never hurt anyone.
There's a lot of things that I can do that you don't know about. I have something to show you.
What are you doing?
Taking a hose and spraying it into the air, he turns the water into snowflakes. Stepping under them, holding her hands up in wonderment, Mrs. Gray finds herself in her very own snow globe.
I know how much you love snow globes.
How did you?
She turns to look at him.
Gabriel?
The room begins to shake.
Gabriel?
A snow globe flies off a shelf and whizzes past her head. Sila watches with a sinister grin as two floating globes circle her until one of them smashes into her face. Her cheeks cut. Sila suddenly looks worried. Backing away from the microscope, a weary Mohinder takes out his frustration on a pile of papers sitting next to him. Molly comes in to see what's wrong.
I'm sorry, Molly. I didn't mean to frighten you.
You can't help me either. It's okay.
No, actually, my father did find a cure. It's called an antibody. Fortunately, we don't know where or what it is.
It's hiding, like the boogeyman.
Exactly.
Who's that?
A family photograph.
It's my sister, Shanti.
She's very pretty.
This is the first time I've ever seen her. She died before I was born.
Am I going to die?
Molly, my father did everything he could to save my sister. He's just a few months too late. I won't be. I promise.
She hands him a folded slip of paper.
What's this?
It'll protect you from the boogeyman.
A star.
Thank you.
She gives him a hug, then gets up and returns to her room. Picking up the photo of his family and holding Molly's star next to it, he looks over his shoulder at the monitor showing Molly's decomposing nucleotides. Mrs. Graves locked herself in her bedroom.
Please. I'm sorry I scared you. Just come out and talk to me. Please. Mom.
He's so sad. He's distracted. Go on. Do it. I can't kill a man who's asking for forgiveness. It's not the Bushido code. Everyone deserves a second chance. No, hero. Not everyone. You don't understand. You're not ending another person's life.
Future hero would not hesitate to chop his head off.
I'm not future hero. I don't want to be him.
I saw a vision of the future. And I'm gonna kill a lot of people. Tell me why I would do that.
Future hero killed so much, he forgot it should be hard.
Mom! Mom!
When we went to the future, didn't you wonder where future Ando was? I die. Sila kills me.
Mrs. Gray steps out of the bedroom.
I'm leaving. And when I get back, I expect you to be gone.
Don't say that, Mom. It's me. It's Gabriel.
You're not Gabriel. You're damned. And I want you out of my house. Let go. Get away from me.
Calm down.
Get away.
Calm down.
I want my son. What did you do with my son? Give me back my boy.
Mom, please, it's me. It's me. Mom, please.
She holds up scissors.
My Gabriel.
Mom, stop
you're
it.
Not.
Stop it.
You're not. Stop. You're not. Stop. You're not. You're not.
They come together with the scissors between them. When they part, Mrs. Gray looks down to see them embedded in her chest. As she begins to fall forward, time suddenly freezes and Hero steps into the apartment. He draws his sword.
I'm sorry.
He holds the blade to Sila's neck. He raises the weapon and swings, but Sila catches it.
Yeah!
That heartbeat. You were in the loft. Why are you following me?
I must stop you.
Then do it. Do it! Kill me! You can't. You coward. Now I'm gonna have to kill you.
Ando bursts in and Hero grabs hold of him before teleporting away. Looking at his mother lying dead on the floor, Sila's distraught. Mohinder with Molly.
You did it. You found the cure. Where was it?
It was in me. Sometimes, when a mummy and daddy have a sick child, they have another baby, a healthy baby, with healthy antibodies. And if we're very lucky, a healthy baby's blood will heal the sick baby. Unfortunately, I was born a little too late to help my sister, but I'm not too late to help you.
Hero and Ando materialize in Isaac's loft.
What happened? Did you kill Sila?
I couldn't. I failed. I failed you. I'm sorry, Ando.
You haven't failed, Hero. We still have 2 days to kill Sila and stop the bomb.
How? The sword is broken.
Ando gazes in horror at Hero's broken blade. It's daytime, and Peter's rooting through a drawer at the family home. Finding a handgun, he takes it over to Claire, who's packed her bags.
You weren't even going to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I think I figured a way for you to save the world.
He offers her the gun.
A gun? That's how I save the world? That's your plan?
I can handle Ted. But if If I lose it, you're the only one who could get close enough to stop me. Right through the back of the head. You know the spot. Same place you pulled the piece of glass from.
My destiny is not to shoot you. The universe cannot be that lame.
You're not a runaway from who you are, Claire. This bomb is happening.
How can you be so sure?
Because I can draw the future. Met a guy who can do it, now I can do it, you see. Someone's gonna blow. Me, Ted, doesn't really matter. It's happening around the election, unless you stop it.
That's Ted. Future Ted.
Are you sure?
I can never forget that face.
It's Kirby Plaza. Midtown. Ted is here, in New York. Don't you see, Claire, you're part of this. But you have to do this.
Claire gazes at the gun. Nathan sitting at his desk when Angela's shown into his office.
Thank you, Brandon.
What are you doing here? I didn't think I'd see you till later tonight.
Mother can't be worried about her son on the most important day of his life.
I'm just working on a speech, some details, the concession.
I'm not talking about the election. Linderman called me. He said you're getting cold feet. It's natural to feel ambivalent. Nobody expects you to feel otherwise. So I wanted to give you perspective.
You know about Linderman's plans?
Yes. Well, they're not just Linderman's. A lot of people put time and care into making this a reality, myself included.
You?
Yes, you don't know everything about me, Nathan. But I do know everything about you. And I know what you're capable of.
You think I'm a mass murderer?
Important men make impossible decisions. President Truman dropped 2 atomic bombs on Japan to end World War II, killed thousands to save millions.
That was different, Ma. We were at war. I can't accept this.
That is your one weakness, Nathan. You have no faith. So how could you possibly believe this bomb could actually heal the world if you have no faith in the idea of destiny? Your destiny, Nathan, is to set the course of history after this unspeakable act has occurred. And people will look back on what you do as the freshman congressman from New York, and they will thank you for your strength, for your conviction, for your faith.
Nathan gestures for Brandon to wait a minute.
In my day, we called it being presidential.
She helps him on with his jacket. Nathan's ill at ease.
Can you believe?
They gaze at each other, then Nathan turns away.
Can you be the one we need?
Nathan just looks at her.
That's my boy.
Silas on his knees, running his fingers through his mother's blood, spilled on the apartment floor. He's painted an explosion.
You were right, Mom. I am meant to be special just like you wanted. I can be anything. I can even be president.
Claire sitting in Kirby Plaza, watching ordinary people going about their everyday lives. Peter walks over.
There's no sign of him. What's wrong?
I'm not normal. I tried to pretend that I was, and I just hurt everyone. My mom, my dad. I ruined everything because of what I am. I hated it. But you... When I met you, I finally felt like I was part of something.
It's funny. I felt the same thing when I met you.
Claire turns to see Matt, Ted, and Bennett walking towards them.
Dad! Dad!
Claire.
Dad.
Oh,
Claire and Bennett embrace tightly.
I love you, Claire Bear.
Looking over his shoulder to find Ted standing behind him, Peter looks down to see his hands beginning to glow.
Claire?
What's he doing? He's absorbing your ability. He's got to make it stop.
Peter grits his teeth as the power surges through his hands. To be continued.
If you have an internet-enabled mobile phone, you can download Heroes Wallpapers to it by texting HEROES to 81010. Text costs 12 to 15 pence, depending on your network, and Family Guy Double Bill is next.